Hello and welcome to the graduate series of the Chat Freelancer podcast, a special series where I give recent graduates from Glasgow Caledonian University a chance to let their personality shine as they embark into the creative industries. In this episode, I am joined by Gregor Short. Hello, Gregor. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. It's a lovely, beautiful, sunny day.
It is.
So what's there not to love about that?
That's very true.
How are you feeling now that everything's pretty much done?
A mix of like relief and also I don't know what to do now. Like, what do I do? It's all done.
I guess relax a little bit, look for a job, like yeah. The standard stuff. I think because it's such a busy semester,
yeah.
I think you're entitled to a little bit of R&R.
A little bit of time off.
Yeah. So I sent out you guys a bunch of questions and asked you all to pick five, and you have picked your five. So the first one of that bunch is a very deep question. What made you want to be a designer, Gregor?
So the actual story isn't that deep.
Right, okay.
I was in high school and there was this little like art competition going on and my teacher wanted us all to submit something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the final day of submissions and I still hadn't done anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to let him down. So I was like, oh yeah, it's on the computer, give me 2 minutes. So I went on the computers and it was the Serif suite that we used. And I just put together 5 minutes, just really pretty. It was like a window with a landscape in the back.
Okay.
And every pane was a different colour.
Right.
And they weren't even. It was like, it was pretty bad.
Right.
But, and then a week or two later, and there were these kids who had done like days, drawings, like amazing pieces. And then a week or two later, he came in and he was like, nobody won anything, but one person made the shortlist, and it was you, Gregor. And I was like, no way. I was like, these people will spend ages on drawing, but you don't even need to, you know, have that skill. You can just make stuff on a computer, and that's still, like, respected. And that was kind of my first step into sort of getting into design, was realizing that, like, digital art is revered just as much as any other kind of art.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a big realization for me.
Yeah. No, definitely. I guess it kind of opens up the, like, there's so many much more things you can do digitally, I think, sometimes as well. Like, did you go to college? How did you get into the course? Like, what was that?
Yeah, so I think I was late applying for universities and colleges, but I applied for two courses. One was graphic design at City Glasgow. And then one was for like a master's in film and media at Glasgow Uni.
Mm.
And I was debating with myself. I was like, I don't know what to do. And then I was like, oh, I'll just go to college and do the graphic design. Because I feel, even though it was like, it was an HND,
yeah.
It wasn't as good a degree. I was like, I'm more interested in that.
Yeah.
That appeals more to me.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously now I'm here, hopefully graduating. So it's paid off.
Yeah.
Definitely made the right choice.
Yeah, I love it. And is there a particular part of digital design that you love?
I love, if I'm being completely honest, I love just making goofy little things on a computer. I think, you know, it's fun. And the fact that I can get paid for that is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I prefer sort of advertising and marketing, sort of static stuff like posters or promotional stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I do really... Because, as I said, like, I'm not the best drawer or anything, so if I get given assets and I get to do whatever I like with them,
mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's my kind of jam.
Yeah. Kind of put a piece in the puzzle together, put everything together, put it out there.
Yeah.
Saying goofy, is that very much part of your style? Do you have a signature style? Or
really have a certain style. I'd say you can maybe, if you looked at all my stuff, maybe someone would say it's got general style overall.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be able to pick it out, but someone might. But generally, I go in between things. You know, I like to mix it up too so I don't get stuck into one style so I can still do other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I sort of practice in other styles too just so I know what I'm doing and I can be adaptable if need be.
Yeah. No, I love it. And through your university experience, did you receive any tough feedback and how did you deal with that?
So for this one, I can't remember any specific tough feedback, but I do remember when I got tough feedback.
Yeah,
I like it. I'm a bit weird that way. I think because I know my work's not perfect.
Yeah,
and when people are just giving compliments, I mean it's nice, but I'm a bit weird with compliments and taking them. But you know, it's nice and I'll say thank you, but it doesn't really help me make it better.
Mm.
So when people give me tough criticism, I'm like, okay, tell me, be as specific as possible. Tell me how terrible it is, and tell me how I can make it better. And that's that's, yeah, I just like it. I like tough feedback.
Yeah. Interesting answer, because I think a lot of people are quite scared of direct feedback.
Well, I think, I mean, everyone knows that their stuff can't be perfect.
Yeah.
Surely. So, I mean, I'm just happy to learn how to make that better and do that. But I guess apparently that's me and a select few.
Yeah, because I think it'll help you. Like, I was like that in uni as well. Like, I welcomed all feedback possible. Like, just tell me. I'd rather you told me in the simplest form. And if that has to be direct, just be direct. Because then I can just, it's so much easier to deal with. See, with feedback that's like really washy and like woolly, and you're just like, what do you want me to do with that? Like, I can't do anything with that. It's just like, just tell me straight. And I think they're quite good at that in this course, to be fair.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely are always sort of, they make sure you know what you're doing.
No, honestly. And how do you feel about the course as a whole?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, all the sort of industry experiences we got to have, you know, like having real industry people come in and talk to us, having them there to help us as well with the mentors that we get in fourth year. And also this year going to off Barcelona with the university was, again, just an amazing experience.
Yeah, that sounds incredible. I'm so jealous. I'm honestly so jealous that you've got to go with that, because it looked so good.
Yeah, it was.
Who was your favourite speaker? Did you have anyone?
Of course, Ashley Robertson.
Yeah.
Of course. Who else would it be? they were great. A lot of great talks. It would be hard to pick a favourite one.
I've seen someone like pole dancing.
Oh, I mean, I wasn't at that one.
That looked nuts. I was like, oh, I love that.
There was so many talks from like so many different areas, because obviously it's you've got 3D animation and motion graphics and all sorts. And, you know, some people were talking about their personal journeys and some people were talking about their process and like more technical stuff.
Yeah.
So it was very, it'd be hard to pick a favorite because there were just so many good ones of like different sort of areas and stuff.
What an experience to have, man, honestly. Oh, man. How did you get there? Because I was speaking to a couple of students that were saying they're having to like go to Manchester and then fly from Manchester.
Yeah, we did that.
Oh, Jesus.
A bunch of us did that. And then on the way back, we thought we were being smart, the few of us, that we bought a later flight. It was like £15 more each, but it was like a later flight where like we don't have to wake up as early.
Yeah.
We'll get to lie in a little bit. And then our flight got delayed by like 3 hours. And we had to go to like Belfast and then Glasgow.
Oh, jeez.
And it was a tough day, that one.
But worth it.
Oh, worth it, 100%.
But worth it, but worth it. So another question you picked was, how do you handle creative blocks or moments when you're not feeling inspired?
So I think I definitely had a really bad one, sort of. I think it must have been like just after Christmas, like start of this year, because, you know, we had the break from uni. I hadn't done any work in between then. I'd just taken the whole time off.
Yeah.
So when I was trying to get back into it, I was like just stuck. Mm-hmm. I was like, I had no motivation, no inspiration, no ideas. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh God, I'm going to have to drop out. But I think it's just taking it like slow, because you're not going to just one day, bam, everything's back to normal.
Yeah.
I think just making myself do little things a day, even if it's just thinking about it, like thinking about possible things I could do, it definitely helps. I mean, you know, it's like the saying, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you just got to take your time to ease yourself back into that, because the more you rush it, you're actually making it worse. Because you're like trying to force stuff to come out, and you're just getting in your own head. It's like when someone says, don't think of this, and you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like thinking about your creative block all the time, you're not going to move past it.
It was really prominent for me in university, because I was like surrounded by so many talented people. And I'm just like, oh my God. And I'm like, why is this not clicking? Like, why am I not?
Yeah,
can I fucking get this? Like, it's frustrating. And you see your classmates doing the same, like they're getting through it, and I'm like, teach me your ways. Like, how are you doing that? Like that, but that then also they really helped me, like, find my creative spark again. Like, just getting inspired by what they were doing and their thought process. Like, and I know you did a lot of teamwork in the course. Like, how did you find that?
Well, the first teamwork we did was in third year with Hydrogen and Vault City. So I think it was a guy who he worked for Hydrogen and then moved on to Vault City.
Mm-hmm.
So then they got him in to give us the brief to make it a bit more fun than the other years. And they still do that with the they did it with the third years.
Yeah.
This year as well. And Vault City, so we, you know, we had to come up with a new brand, new can, all that stuff. And that was really fun because it was like promotional advertising right on my street. And our team won.
Yeah.
Because we're the best.
What did you do? Like, what was the project?
So it was, they were all hypothetical, of course, not real.
Yes.
But they were launching a new cider. So they do beer. So they're like releasing a new cider. So we have to come up with a sister brand for cider. They're launching it in Sweden with their other beers. So the campaign has to be for a Swedish audience. And we also have to come up with a new flavor and design for a new cider and stuff.
That sounds fun.
So I think the only reason we won, I think, is because my team was with two people who I was like already good friends with and another guy who I was, you know, friendly with. He was, you know, good guy. It was Dylan, Jamie and Luke. And I think we were just not afraid since we already had that sort of, you know, like relationship with each other. We weren't afraid to just say, that's bad, change that, get that out there. You know, like we weren't shy about it. Whereas I feel like since it was first group project for a lot of people, they were like, oh yeah, that's nice.
Yeah,
and
not
trying to be nice to each other.
Yeah.
And like maybe not getting the best outcome. But we were just like shouting at each other.
Oh my God.
Like, no, that doesn't work. No, not that. And you know, it paid off. It paid off. So
I think, yeah, I think there's definitely a line that for feedback anyway, like there's a way to give it in a kind of a way that's constructive and it's actually going to help people. And like if you guys won, I mean, assuming that you made something really cool, I'd love to see it.
It is in my portfolio
at
www.officialred.myportfolio.com.
I'll link that, by the way, in the description. But no, I love that. I think my best mark, my best project was a team project. And it's because we were tough on it, not tough on each other, but we were like picky. We were just kind of like poking holes.
I mean,
and
just being honest with each other.
Yes.
Definitely. I think when you're, you know, maybe talking to people for the first time, you know, you don't want to hurt their feelings, so you might just try and be nice. But sometimes just being completely honest is going to make the best outcome.
Yeah, yeah. So. And the whole point is to get the project done.
Yeah.
To the best that you possibly can. No, yeah. I love that. So what was the other question that I had for you was, what has been your highlight from your university experience?
I was going to say off Barcelona.
Yeah, yeah. I thought as much. Yeah.
It was a wonderful time. And, you know, the lecturers that were there too.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of good nights having some drinks with them.
Yeah. What's that? So what? Speak a bit about those relationships then, because for me, personally, that was like one of the highlights for me was the relationship with like Helen, Mary, David, Rebecca.
I mean, even just off wouldn't be the same if those relationships weren't like that, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's definitely like a close relationship where we all feel very comfortable talking to them about anything we might need help with or, you know, we might be struggling with. It's definitely, it's like a very healthy environment.
Yes. You know? Yeah. Oh, they're just the best. I just love them.
They are.
Well, they're just precious angels. Protected at all costs. Like, they're just amazing. But no, I can see why off would be a highlight. Like, I just, it's another level. Like, of, I really want to go next year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's, I mean, it's pricey. But, yeah. I mean,
that's why the, you know, the uni helped out.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, which, yeah.
You know, if it wasn't for that, wouldn't be able to afford going.
Yeah. Hopefully they can do it next year as well. Like, I think that'd be great if they were able to do that every year for the students, because it sounds like you got a lot out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of, like, and it was quite inspirational, I imagine. It was quite inspirational.
Yeah, I think it was very good because aside from the talks, which, as I said, a lot of them, there were some that were quite inspirational because they were more talking about their stories.
Yeah.
But I did also enjoy the ones that were a bit more technical, looking at like projects they'd done in the past, and it was less personal. I did like them too. But then also, aside from the talks, you had like all the stalls and stuff. Like Adobe had like loads of stuff up. You know, there were a bunch of stuff you could buy, a bunch of stuff you could get for free.
Yep.
You know, just a lot of cool stuff in general. And also, if you didn't want to like sit inside for the talks, they had these big screens outside.
Cool.
So most of the time we just sat outside drinking and listening to these talks. And it was very, very good, experience.
Oh, amazing.
A lot learned.
Yes, a lot learned, a lot. Lovely to look back on and be able to say that you did that at uni, for sure. So the last question that you picked was, share with us an unpopular design opinion, Gregor.
So I think these days, I think I'd call it corporate design. A lot of stuff, it's too clean cut. It's like cookie cutter, like it's too pristine, it just doesn't feel right. And I think that works obviously for certain demographics and certain, you know, projects or whatever in situations. But I feel like a lot of stuff, it just lacks character these days. You know, just because if you add a little bit of mess in there, just because it's if it's intentionally messy, that doesn't mean it's not finished. It doesn't mean it's bad. I think there's definitely a lot of, like, you, if you're on, like, YouTube shorts and there's, like, ads that pop up that just don't really fit the brand they're advertising because they're trying to go for that sort of corporate, clean-cut look. And you could reach, well, again, depending on the client or the project or whatever, if you just add a lot more character in there, mess it up a bit, you're going to reach the audience that you're trying to reach a lot more in that, if it fits the situation, obviously.
Yeah.
I just think that sort of corporate look has taken over and I don't like it. This is how it starts.
So, like, do you see yourself then kind of going into an environment where you are allowed to be more playful and a bit silly?
Hopefully, yes, 100%. I think, as I said, there's still times where that sort of style, you know, is called for. And, you know, I'd happily do that if I was given that job. But, you know, for some clients in some areas or, you know, when it's called for, I think a more playful approach is definitely needed a lot of the time.
And it sounds like you take joy in the mess.
Like, 100%. Control in the chaos.
Yeah, exactly. I like that phrase of intentional mess. Because I tend to agree with you, to be honest. Like, it's something I try and do with my own design is just, obviously you've got a brief and you have to you have to design for the user at the end of the day. Like, you do.
Yeah, 100%.
But, you know, if you are, if there are areas to be able to be playful, like, fucking do it. Design is fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it could literally, we could do anything. Like, we could design anything. Like, I just pull up Illustrator right now and just do whatever is in my brain.
Whatever.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Some, yeah, I tend to agree with you. I think I don't resonate with corporate work. Like, I'm very much colourful, graphic assets. Like, I love, like your T-shirt, for example. Like, that's a lovely graphic.
H&M.
H&M, right? A little mention for H&M.
Link in bio.
Buy my outfit. It's not that type of podcast,
Chloe,
guys.
Chloe 10 for discount.
But no, as a, no, I think actually, it's funny we say unpopular, but I think a lot of people would actually maybe tend to agree with you on that one for sure. So the ultimate question for you, Gregor, is what is your movie of the week and your tastiest pie you've ever had?
Movie of the week.
Could
did it have to come out this week?
It could be a movie you've watched recently. It could be a movie you've watched this week. It could be your all-time favourite movie.
I'll just go from all-time favourite.
Okay.
Space Jam. Original.
Nice.
Not two. Two was terrible. Okay. Original Space Jam. Michael Jordan, Bugs Bunny. Best film.
Why do you love it so much?
Where do I start? No, I think it's, I understand it's not a critically acclaimed film, you know, I understand that, but I think for what it is, it's just the perfect film.
Yeah.
You know, you don't, it doesn't try hard, you know, it knows what it is, it's a fun basketball kids movie, you know, it doesn't try to be anything else.
Do you think it's aged well?
I think.
Like the graphics?
Oh, yeah.
I think they do.
I think it holds up, I think, it's like stylistic almost.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think having the cartoons just on top of the live footage, you know, it's like you can't really, it's not like CGI where you have to make it look realistic.
Yeah.
So you can't really go wrong with it.
Kind of like Roger Rabbit, Who Framed Roger Rabbit sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's another great movie.
Well, it is a good film.
That's a good film. Nice choice.
Although, Framing Roger Rabbit doesn't have Michael Jordan scoring a dunk from like the halfway line.
It doesn't. No, you're right. It definitely, definitely doesn't. That movie actually scarred me a little bit. There's like one scene in Who Framed Roger Rabbit where, the guy gets ran over by the big fucking, I don't know what that thing
is. Steamroller.
Yeah, and his eyes bulge out of his head. And I remember seeing that as a child and like, eh, what the hell? Like, what the fuck? So it's a kid kids movie. It's gross. And oh no. But no, I've actually seen Space Jam in a long ass time. I
great to soundtrack as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need to watch that. I need to watch that. And what's your taste of pie?
Classic steak pie.
Classic steak pie.
Pastry, steak and gravy.
Can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong.
There's no way to go wrong.
There's not.
Unless it's dry.
Okay, there is one way to go.
Unless there's not enough gravy, and the ratio's all off. Like, yeah.
Well, if you make it well.
If you make it well.
Can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong. Steak pie. Love it. Absolutely love it. Before we wrap up, Gregor, is there anything that you want to mention, anything you want to say that I haven't asked you, any advice you want to give to anyone going into this course or anyone that's going to become a design student, anything you want to say that I haven't already asked you?
You know what? I think to all aspiring people everywhere, I think just be yourself. Be yourself. Don't be afraid to be yourself. I think it's definitely something. Just be unapologetically you.
Yes. Do you feel like you've done that?
Oh, definitely I have. Mm-hmm. I think I don't really think about what other people think about me. Obviously, if it's bad, I wouldn't do anything bad to anyone, obviously. But in terms of, you know, like judgment or that, I don't really. I just do what I do.
Yeah.
And if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. So I'd say that would just be my advice, is just be you. Just let your designs or whatever it is you do be you.
Yeah.
You know, just do yourself.
Love that. Gorgeous way to end it. You've already mentioned your portfolio, but is there anywhere on socials that people can find you?
I think I can't remember the exact app for the Instagram, but it is on my portfolio.
Fab. I'll link it all anyway. Yeah. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming and chatting with me.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.